Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Today, join us as we take a trip out west to the beautiful city of Wheaton. Hang out with us, and we'll show you why Wheaton should be your hometown. Sponsored by McDonald's.
Lisa Upham is a big part of Wheaton. She is the owner of a store called, and if you live there, you certainly know her and you know the store very well, A Baby, naturally. She's also on the board of directors for the Downtown Wheaton Business Association. Thanks for joining us, Lisa.
Hi, thanks for having me on, and thanks for all the love WGN has shown Wheaton today.
It's wonderful. I encourage people to visit if they haven't been there. I spent most of my time in St. Charles, so I'm really familiar with the area, and it really is a lovely place. And I had no idea that you knew everything about babies, because it's not just a store. It's more than that, and your background is that of a birth doula and a birth midwife, right?
Yeah, and actually it's funny when people ask how the store started, like they don't expect me to say it was an accident, but it was actually just trying to get some of these products from like really knowledgeable people who used them and whatnot to the new parents and the new families that were wanting them. And we kind of started out of our home before ending up over in downtown Wheaton.
And now you've been at that location at downtown Wheaton for 10 years, right?
It's going to be 10 years Labor Day weekend, and we absolutely are so excited. We're planning a big celebration for that milestone. We just love downtown Wheaton. It's just been so supportive, and I know they're ready to party with us that weekend.
Tell me about the classes you offer there. I think this is of great interest. I think for many, it would be a destination.
Yeah, for a lot of people, they are just kind of coming in for a baby gift. But when we were actually having our own children, my husband and I, we just kind of had to go all over to find things like a class and, you know, a lactation consultant or, you know, a massage therapist who would work on a pregnant person. And I just thought, wouldn't it be great if all these things were in one place? So we actually developed the loft kind of space above the store. And we teach all kinds of these classes, Bradley Method, Informed Beginnings classes. We have my own midwifery practice works out of there, Gentle Birth Care. It has 4 days a week of clinic seeing patients. We have massage and body work to help, you know, those pregnant women stay comfortable mm-hmm. throughout. And support groups for new moms, La Leche League meets there. A naturally inspired mamas group meets there. All kinds of things, photography, you name it. I swear it's kind of going on up there.
So tell me the difference between a birth doula and a birth midwife.
So a midwife is a medical provider. A midwife can do just about everything an obstetrician can do except for surgery. So midwives do a lot of birth that is kind of low-risk, healthy moms that want a less interventive kind of experience. Doulas are there to kind of be the person that safeguards that experience, trying to, you know, really help make sure that the mom has the best experience, whatever that looks like for her. They know massage, comfort measures, positions to try in labor to help, you know, that baby come, and just really, like, contribute to more people having a higher satisfaction with the way their birth goes. And just increasing bonding, increasing breastfeeding rates, mom's overall like satisfaction. Like there's a quote that if a doula were a drug, it would be unethical not to use it.
And did you have any of your babies at home?
I had all three of mine at home, just because that's kind of where I felt most comfortable and where I felt safe. And I know that is absolutely not for everyone. Everyone should be wherever they feel the safest and surrounded by the people who give them the most support.
That's wonderful. And you're also a licensed chaplain for those moms who lose babies, right?
Yeah. Every few years, you know, I do the work. I think, gosh, I need to learn more about this. And trying to support a few families through loss and stillbirth really just kind of pulled at me to be able to do more and help them in a different way. So, you know, during COVID, when everyone was either adopting a puppy or learning how to make sourdough bread, I became a chaplain and now put that extra level of resource, you know, to supporting any of these families that need it.
You are amazing. That's why the name of your shop is called A Baby Naturally, because you cover it all. What are the trends? I would imagine all organic cottons, that's a must. But are there other trends when it comes to babies' clothing?
You know, the biggest trend is bamboo. And if you have ever felt bamboo fabric, it is absolute butter soft, very sustainable. Bamboo plants grow, like 10 feet every, you know, few months.
Right.
It's been a really good, like, eco-friendly and baby skin-friendly material. And we saw one of the biggest brands in the U.S. is Angel Deer, and we carry a lot of their stuff. Great, great, great. Cute prints and designs and sleepers and outfits, all made from that amazing fabric.
I hear that you carry college gear, too. Not to send them off to college, but, you know, they got to wear the colors that their mom and dad wore.
Oh, we do. When we expanded our footprint, we added on about 500 square feet last year. One of the first things I was doing was adding these little creative knitwear jackets and all the collegiate. We've got the little cheerleader outfits, little polo shirts with a lot of our big town and local schools. And, you know, my family is a little blue and orange. My husband and I both went to Illinois, and I've got two kids there now.
Oh, wow.
So we're a little partial to the blue and orange. But we've got all the other local and Big Ten schools, too.
Well, it's really lovely to meet you, and it's nice that you are such a resource on so many levels for people, not just in Wheaton, but the surrounding areas as well. Thank you so much for being a part of our show today.
Oh, thank you for having me, and it's been a pleasure.
Lisa Upham is the owner of A Baby Naturally and More Than That, and also on the board of directors of the Downtown Wheaton Business Association. We're focused on Wheaton. It's our Your Hometown series. Newsroom temperature check is next. First, Mary's got a check on weather and traffic.